Filim and he asks like this, Kan Kodim Gzadin, Kan Liacha Gzadin. So before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a degree, then Yisa Hashem Ponev Alecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change it very easily. If you daven, you do tshuva to Hashem, he'll change it. But after Hashem made the degree, then he doesn't change it anymore. So again, it's a kashan Rabbi Yechon here, Tamashim Hashem doesn't change the degree. Even after tshuva, after Gzadin, he doesn't change it. Gemara says no. Hochanami, the same pasuk I said before, the Yochid. They were talking about Gzadin the Yochid. Gzadin the Yochid, a private person, then Hashem doesn't change it once he made Gzadin. It's only before the Gzadin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change it. Renechnami, that's what Rabbi Yechon before said, Hashem changes the Gzadin with tshuva. That's going after a gzadin of a tzibur. By a gzadin of a tzibur, then Hashem changes it if they do tshuva. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Yud Ches. The middle of the shaila about a gzadin, if you do tshuva, could you be kareya the gzadin? So before Rabbi Yechon said you could, the Gemara answered, it's a gzadin shel tzibur, you could break it. But a gzad din shel yochid, you can't change it. Once the gzad din was put upon a yochid, he can't change it, even doing tshuva, only during the aseres yomim, shebein Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. One person, a yochid. The Gemara says now, second line, gzad din the yochid. This halacha that we said, that if a single person, Reuven, did a certain avera, and because the Hashem gave him a gzad din, they're supposed to get a big oinish, is if you could change it or not, it's a machlokes tanoim. Tanoim is machlokes tanoim. Tanoihi. Tatani would like this. Holy Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir used to say, Shnayim Shalom Lamita. Two people went to bed, in other words, Vechulai and Shavin. Shavin. They both had the same sickness. Went to bed means they're sick in bed. Two people got sick. Vechain Shnayim could be the same thing. Two people, Shalom Lagardin, Lidum. They had to go to the right third judge to get their Mishpat. Lagardin, what Taprashi says, based around like a judge place, Shedon and Bona Foshas Arigam. They judge you whether you deserve to be killed or not. So two people had to go to this place. They had to suffer the doubt whether they deserve to be killed or not. V'dino shove. They're both caught in the exact same crime. So sometimes what happens is, ze yorad v'zela yorad. One person gets off the bed, in other words, gets healed up, and one person doesn't get off the bed but dies there. Ze nitzel v'zela nitzel. One person gets saved from the din of mishpat, of being killed, and one person knows that the Beis Avad, the judge, passed and deserves to get killed. The question of why, how come this person got off the bed, got healed up, and this person didn't get healed up? How come this person was saved and the other one was not saved? So you have to say, you know, they both did the exact same crime. They did the exact same Avera. So how come one person was saved, one person was not? So you have to answer it like this. One davened to Hashem and Hashem answered him. The Zehis Palav Lo Nena. This one davened to Hashem and Hashem didn't answer him. Now why? Mifnei Ma Zeh Nena V'Zeh Lo Nena. How come one answered, one wasn't answered? Zehis Palav Tefillah Shleima Nena. The one that davened a complete tefillah, so Rashi says that means Miskavin. One had Kavana, he knew what he was talking about. He said it really. Then Hashem listens to you. V'Zeh Lo Yis Palav Tefillah Shleima. The second one did not daven with Kavanah. He didn't know what he was talking about. Lenana, Hashem didn't answer him. So here you see even by Yochid, a private person here, one person, if he davened good, he does tshuva, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will change around with Gzadin. Now, Reb Lezer says like this, Kan Kodim Gzadin, Kan Liach Gzadin. Reb Lezer says, no, this Maisa, that the Chur is Mashmir, if a Yochid davens to Hashem, he could change around what he's supposed to get, it depends. When it says he'll be listened to, it's only Kodim Gzadin. Before Hashem decreed upon him what he's supposed to get, then if he davens to Hashem, Hashem will change it. Renechnami, once Hashem really made the Gzadin, decreed upon him, he has to die, he has to be sick, you can't change it anymore. That's Reb Lezer Shita. You see, Reb Lezer holds, like we said before, that a Yochid cannot change his Gzadin, even if he does tshuva. But Reb Yitzchak says no. Yorfa Tzorakon Yodim. It's always good for a person to cry out to daven to Hashem, Bein Kodim Gzadin, Bein Liach Gzadin. Whether it's before the Gzadin or after the Gzadin, it doesn't make a difference. Even if Hashem already made a Gzadin, already made a decree that you deserve to have Nisa, whatever it is, still if you daven to Hashem, Tzorakor, Hashem always listens to you. That's what Yitzchak's pshat. To see if the Machlokes Tanoim here, by a Yochid, So his tefillah, his tshuva helped to change the gzadin. Now the Gemara says, gzadin de tziba mi mikro. Before we had other spirits. And we answered Rav Yechanan says that gedolah tshuva shemekras gzadin shalodim. He said if you do tshuva, it rips up the gzadin. And the Gemara answered that's by a tziba. When a tziba did an aver and Hashem decreed upon the whole city deserved to be killed. And then the whole city does tshuva, then Hashem listens to the tziba. By a tziba, Hashem rips up the gzadin. That's what we said before. So the Gemara asks, is that true? The yotziv. We are tziv echot. One person is lakosad echot eimer. One person says like this. Kabse neirov libecha. Like wipe out the beard from your heart. Mashpah Hashem says if you do tshuva, you can wipe away the chet. And that's what Yirmiyahu said. Another pasuk Yirmiyahu said, Yirmiyahu Beis, it says, Tziv, he in the chabse ba neser, even if you wash with soap. V'esayim v'inoch boyis, you use a lot of soap. Nichtam avonech lefonai. That your aveirus is nichtam, is set in front of me. In other words, you can't wipe away the aveira. Since you did the aveira, it's nichtam, it's set, it's in front of me. So here's the sira. So my love isn't the terrorist today, it's that kan kredim zadin, kan liyach zadin. That one is talking about kredim zadin, and one is talking about before the zadin. And here we're talking about a tzibur. Yirmiyahu was talking to Klal Yisrael. Mashmah by Klal Yisrael. Once Hashem made the zadin, then it can't be wiped away anymore. So goes the kasha to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan before said that tshuva by a tzibur always helps. Even after Hashem made the Gzadin, he decreed already, the whole tzibur, the whole city deserved to be killed, the whole Klal Yisrael, if they do tshuva, though Hashem rips it up. And here the pasuk is mashmah no, that Hashem says, Nichtam avonech lefonai, that your averus are written and sealed in front of me, they can't be wiped away. So Gemara says no. I tell you, Yidiv Yidiv Lach Gzadin. Both psukim are talking about Lach Gzadin. And sometimes you could, sometimes you can. Hello, Tasha. Kan the Gzadin sheyesh yimot shvua. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, there's a shvua with the Gzadin, then you can't take it away. Then the Gzadin always stays. Kan the Gzadin sheyesh yimot shvua. But when there's a Gzadin that doesn't have a shvua, then you can take it away. Then the more you do tshuva, you can take it away. And kidra shmur barami. Ki yomra shmur barami. Ki yomri lo omra shmur banachmeni. Omer Rabbi Yonatan said like this, Ninayin the Gzadin, Sheyeshi Moy Shvua She'eno Nikra. How do we know once Hashem makes the Gzadin, even if it's on a tzibur, it's a whole mishpach, it's a whole bunch of people, still if Hashem made a Shvua about it, nothing doing. You can't change Gzadin. Shenem what the pasuk says, Lochein Nishpati LeBeis Eli, Im Yishater Oven Beis Eli B'Zavach of the Mincha. But since Beis Eli, Eli's children were doing Chatoyim, did bad things, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzadin upon anybody, all the children, the Beis Eli, they're not going to have a long life. They're all going to die very young. They're all like Chayat Karis, they'll all die at a young age. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua here, and he said, L'chein Nishbati, I'm making a shvua, that all the children of Beis Eli are all going to die young. But Hashem swore like this, Im Yischapa Rovim Beis Eli B'Zevach V'Mincha. I swear that if they do tshuva just by bringing a zevach and a mincha, it's not going to help. Even though they bring kabonis and menachis, that's not going to take away the gzadin, they're going to die out young. But Omar Rava said like this, the deek for the pasuk, the shvua was, the zevach uve mincha in the mischaper. They're not going to be forgiven if they have the chet, if they only do tshuva by bringing a korban. By bringing a zevach, a korban, or a mincha, and the mischaper, Hashem will not accept their tshuva. But you should know, avo mischaper b'teira, but if they sit and learn teira, b'schus ha-teira, Hashem will forgive them. And that the gzadin wasn't of that. The gzadin was only Hashem made a shmua that if the tshuva is only by bringing a korban, I'm not going to accept the korban. If they learn Torah, Torah will help them. And the most of the ma'isa, Abaye says, no, before the ma'isa, Abaye Roma like this: the zevach mincha rein the mischaper. If they only bring kabonis, Hashem won't forgive them. Avo mischaper b'Torah b'gnuas chasodin. Rava hold you have to have Abaye hold you have to have two things. Not like Rava just learning Torah, that's not enough. You also have to do Gemilas Chasadim. If the children of Eli will do these two things, they'll do learn Torah, and they'll also do Gemilas Chasadim, they'll do kindness, do chesed, they'll help one another, it could be expected also part of Gemilas Chasadim, you do chesed to one another, with that Hashem will let them have a long life. The Gemara says the Maaseh was Rabba v'Abaye, midi Beis Eli Krosi. They both came from Beis Eli. Some have the gifts of Rava here, but the question is, Rashi learns Abaye v'Rava. Rashi also says the gift was Abaye v'Rava. Kach Shemati. The Shlita Chul Perkas Roya. Askan the Rav Alav Kainu. So Rashi answered the Kasha. Eli was a Kain. So all his children have to be Kainim. So how come Rav, if the Gemara means here Rav came from Beis Eli, how come Rav wasn't the Kain? So Rashi, the Shem Eli of Beis Eli, maybe it means his mother was from Beis Eli. Although the age grows, much of the Gears is Shkur, some of there is Rabba the Abayim. Not Rav, but rather Rabba. Refreshing Rav, Rabba ban Achmeni. It means Rabba ban Achmeni, and he technically was a Kain. So Rabba ban Achmeni, he came from Beis Eli. So it wasn't like this. Both of them came from Beis Eli, both Rab and Abaya. Now, Rab of the Yosef Torah, Rab of Ikemidah was learning Torah. So the Gemara says, Abadi did Gemara Chasodim also, but he didn't do that much like Abaya did. His main point was learning Torah. Chayin Avoyim Shonim. Rab only lived 40 years, that's all. Abaya, Mashek and Abaya, the Yosef Torah of Gemara Chasodim, Abaya did both. He learned Torah, and he also did kindness one to another. He was very sick a lot in Gimur Chasodim, you should know, Choye Shishin Shonen. He lived 60 years. In other words, like Abaye was right, that Hashem said, I'll be mitzchah for you if you learn Torah and do Gimur Chasodim, then you'll have a long life. So Abaye that did both, he learned and did Gimur Chasodim, he had a longer life than Rabba that only lived 40, and Abaye lived till 60. Son of Rabban, the Bryce says like this, Mishpocha Achas Faisi Bishlayim. There was one family in Yerushalayim. Shoya Masio Mesim Bnei Yutcha Shonim. The people there used to die. Masio means the people. Shoya Masio, the people in the city, Mesim, used to die. Bnei Yutcha Shonim. 18 years old, they died. So, Bo Vodiyu Asher Yechon Mitzakeh. They came to tell Rabbi Yechon Mitzakeh what's going on here. All the children, when they get 18 years old, they die in this town. What's going on here? In Zomalim, so Ben Yechon Mitzakeh said, Shema Mi Mishpachas Eliyatim. Maybe this family here, this place, are all families of Bnei Eli. The Chassid, the Pesach said, the Chassid way, it says by Bnei Eli, for Chol Marvis, Be'isecha Yomaisu Anoshim, that whoever, the more children have, they're just going to die. That was Hashem's Gzadim to Bnei Eli, they're going to die early. So what did Yechonim, did Zaka tell them? He told them, Lechu V'asku B'Torah, go and learn Torah, like the Dashim before. The Shmuel was, they won't have the Kapara with the Mincha, with the Zebach. But if they learn Torah, they'll have a Kapara. They call you, and then they live longer. So, if you learn Torah, you live. So the Maisu was, Ho Chu V'yosku B'Torah. The whole city now, this whole town, went to learn Torah. They call you, and they live longer. V'yokoru Naisu Mishpachas, Rav Yechonin Al Shemoi. They called this whole name now Rav Yechonin, his name. And since Rav Yechonin Mitzaka gave them this Eitzah to learn Torah, and they saw it help, so they called them on his name. Amur Rav Shmuel Bar Ina, Mishmei Derav, Minayin L'Gzadin Shel Tzibor She'enoi Nechtem. How do we know that Hashem, like when he gives a degree upon a Tzibor, it's not Nechtem, it doesn't really sign it. Shred Gemara Eina Nechtem, it's not signed. We are clear, the Pesach says, Nechtem Avonech Lefonai, that like your Aver is signed in front of him, it's there, doesn't go away. So you see, Hashem does make a Chsima, a signature on a Gzadin of a Tzibor. Elo meant to say like this, he meant to say, El Afa Gav Shenechtem. How do we know that even if Hashem gives a signature, he signs it, he has a seal on the Gzar Din, still Nikra. And we had before by Tzibor, Rabbi Yechonin said, if they do tshuva, Hashem is kareh the Gzar Din. Only by a Gzar Din that has a Shavua, that you can't rip away. But a Gzar Din that doesn't have a Shavua, even though it has a Chsimur on it, you could rip it up. Shenem the Pesach says, Ka Hashem Alateinu B'chol Kareinu Olov. That Kosh Baruch is always close to us. Close to us means that if we're close to Hashem, He rips up the Averis, He rips up the Gzadin. That's the Pshat from Shuva. We come back close to Hashem. So here it says, Hashem is always close to us. So that's Gemara. I have looked here, the Pesach says not like that. It says, Dear Shu Hashem Bimatsu, that you have to be Dervish looking after Hashem when He's close. Mashma, certain times He's close, certain times He's not close. And the Pesach before said that Kashem Lokeinu B'chol Kareinu Olam, Hashem is always close to us. So it's a Sira. Here it's Mashmo, only sometimes He's close. Dear Shu Hashem, we must look after Hashem. And here it says He's always close. The Gemara says, Hosom the Yochid Hocha B'tzibur. Via Yochid, Hashem is not always close. It's not easy to do tshuva. There's only special times when Hashem is close, it's easy to do tshuva. But by Tzibur, then the prophet says, the whole Karein of Allah, Hashem was always close, a Tzibur could always do tshuva. So the Gemara, the Yochid Amos, when is the time that a Yochid could do tshuva? That Hashem accepts a tshuva of the Yochid, and if even be Kareh the Gzar Din then, when is that? Om Rabba Barahua, Elu Asar Yomim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Aseret Shemei Tshuva, these are spent 10 special days, that these are the days that Hashem is close with us. Dishu Hashem Bimotsu. We have to look for Hashem when He's close. When is Hashem close to us? These are Aseret Shemei Tshuva. And these are the days that even a yachid, a private person, if you do tshuva, Hashem accepts it. Special schooler to do tshuva during these 10 days. That's what Mefarshim speak out against the famous Rambam. That the Rambam says, that the Rambam's Gemara says later, we have before, that a Beinoni is tluyim v'yendim ben Rosh Hashanah liyom kippurim. A Beinoni and Rosh Hashanah was 50-50, so Hashem didn't give him a gzadin. So it says that if he does tshuva during these 10 days, then Hashem will be meichelim, he'll be zeichel l'chaim. So Rambam says only if he does tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, it doesn't help. So the question the Farshim ask, he's a 50-50 person. And Rosh Hashanah, he had the scale was 50% Averis, 50% Mitzvahs. The Chur, if he wants to get a good Gzadin Yom Kippur, all he has to do is in between these 10 days, do one more Mitzvah. You do one more Mitzvah, the scale will outweigh, you have more Mitzvahs to be a Tzaddik. Why does the Rambam, the Gemara's Mashmi, you Davka have to do Tshuva? Why only Tshuva helps during the first you make Tshuva? Some of Farshim learn like this, the Pshat is that since these are 10 special days, Hashem is very close, and it's very easy to do Tshuva. So it's such a big mitzvah to do tshuva during these 10 days that if a person doesn't do tshuva these 10 days, the aveira is so great that no matter how many mitzvahs you do, it can't outweigh that aveira. In other words, for yochid, there are 10 special days a year that you could do tshuva and Hashem listens to you right away. His korei gzadinoi. These 10 days, Hashem is close. So if Hashem is close to us these 10 days and you don't use them up to do tshuva, the aveira is so great that no matter how many mitzvahs you do, it doesn't help you. That was the only way to save yourself is to do the mitzvah tshuva during these 10 days. But the Gemara says here, these are the 10 days that Dirshu Hashem Bimotsu, that even a yochid, a private person, could do tshuva during these 10 days. Now it says now, the text says, Vayhi kaser siyamis, the 10 days, Vayigav Hashem is novel. Because Rechu killed, novel got hit, got killed. Gemara says, Yud Yom Ma'ivir Tai, how can we wait the 10 days? That was the Maestro when David went to Novel to ask them to give his Avodim, to ask them to give them food, and Novel said, no, he won't give them any food. So, of course, that Hashem killed him. So, what's the purpose? Why do you wait 10 days? On Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kenegedesu Legimoy, Shenosa, Novel, Yavdi David. That even though the prophet doesn't say it clearly, there's Mashma, I call upon him 10 sips of water, Novel let the Yavdi David drink. So, since he let them drink 10 sips, that's why he was able to live another 10 days. But Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Baravua says like this, no. Elu Yud Yomim Shebein Moshenu Yom Kippur. These 10 days were the affair she made tshuva. And Hashem waited, maybe he'll do tshuva novel, and he won't have to kill him. But since he didn't tshuva, that's he did not do tshuva, that's why Hashem killed him. But then our Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah kol boyelim. Every person, Ovrim Lefonu Kibnei Moran. Everybody goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the children of Moran. Everybody gets his judgment on Rosh Hashanah, one after another. But the Gemara, my Kibnei Moran, what does it mean like the children of Moran? What do you mean? One, say one after another. What do you mean by the children of Moran? So it's a three-way pshat here. Hochi tagima, one learns pshat, Kibnei Imrino. It means like the children of sheep. Like Rashi says, when you want to count your sheep to give Meiser, you let them go through the corral, 1, 2, 3, about the same line, and the 10th one is called Meiser Beima. So you'll count each one separately. That's the Muslim and Kippur also, on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody goes one after another, separately, privately, in front of Hashem for Mishpat. It's like the sheep. Now, Rosh Lakish Shoma Kemilas Beis Moran. It's like walking up a steep hill that's a small road, and only one person go at a time. So, Pashat, who goes through there, one after one after another? You line up a long line, and people go one after another. That's the Moshe, how Hashem judges us in Rosh Hashanah, one after another. And Rav Yehuda Mashmul says, Kechayolas Beis David. No, let the army men. When you go out to fight, the army, the king sends you one after another. He sends each one separately. He says, one army man here, one army man here. The king tells each army man where to go. So these are the three different Mishalim. What does it mean? Hashem judges us one after another. So the Balamus to say the Pshat, what he wants to tell us here really is, as the Gemara before said, that there's an Indian to get your judgment as early as possible in Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara said, Makmed Lacharoin Af. Before Hashem gets angry, you said before, you have a king and a tzibur, Hashem gives the king his judgment first. Because the longer Hashem judges on Rosh Hashanah, he sees the way the more averus were done, and he gets angry about it. And when Hashem gets angry, if you come then, so since Hashem is like a mix of angry mood, you'll get a bad judgment. So you're better off getting your judgment early in the day when Hashem isn't angry yet. Like after he sees everybody that gets angry.
The question is, how do you get first? Everybody wants to jump to be first. How do you get first in line to get your judgment? So the Baal Mitzvah say that's these three different ways here. The first way is Kibnei Imro. Imro means the sheep. When you line up sheep, you know who goes through? The bullies. A bigger sheep could bull his way through and go through the door first. So that's one muscle. Who are bullies upstairs in Shemayim? The Tzadikim. In other words, Hashem let the Tzadikim go first. Since the Tzadikim are strong, they're Tzadikim, they have Lars Chusin, Hashem lets them bull the way through, they get the first Mishpat on Rosh Hashanah. That's one way to be first. You be a Tzadik, you bull your way through. The second way, he says, is Kamilas based David, Kamilas based Murren. That means going up the steep hill. There you can't push. You push away a steep hill, you just fall off the cliff. The only way to go on a steep hill is you have to line up. First come, first serve. Whoever lines up on line first, he goes first. Second one goes second. Nobody would dare push there. Of course, you kill yourself. So the Indian are first come, first serve. He learns that's the Indian what everybody has to do. First come, first serve means whoever starts preparing himself for Shana. See, early in Chodesh El, you start preparing yourself. That's the way you're telling Hashem, I know there's going to be a Mishpat soon, and I'm worried about it. I'm doing more mitzvah now. I'm learning better now. I'm davening now. That's the way to put yourself in line. So the earlier you start preparing yourself on Elul to get judgment, that's the way you put yourself first come, first serve. I say that's the most gigantic way. First come, first serve. You have to put ourselves online, means prepare yourself. Begin your level as soon as possible. Start preparing yourself. Show you're doing different actions now. That's the way you put yourself online. And the second thing is the way king puts out his army men. How does a king put out his army men? It's up to the king. It's not because you're big, not because you're small. Whatever the king feels like doing, he does. So if such a mishpat also, Mol Hashem, for no reason he likes you, he'll let you go first. Could be maybe you don't deserve to. But there's chesed of Hashem, certain people they found motzachein in Hashem's eyes, so Hashem lets them go first. That's the third madrega. Most time the king lets you go. So these are the three ways how you come first online in Rosh Hashanah. What's negayah to us is the middle way. That you have to put yourself online, first come, first serve, you'll be zecha to get your mishpat earlier. That's it. But now, Amar Rabba Vavachonah, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the kulon niskon besrikachis. Exactly what this means, I don't know, but on Rosh Hashanah, it's a mashal like Hashem hits them all at one shot. Even though Hashem lets everybody go one after another, but that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's midah. Even though really it's called each one's going privately one after another, it's still called Hashem hits them all at one shot. Kulon niskon, the Lord remembered, besrikachis. Like you hit them one, like one throw of die, you hit them all in one shot. Hashem judges everybody in one shot. So who is the spirit? What we just got finished saying. But that's the midah of Hashem. You could do both. Rashi says, the coolness comes, the alpha piece shaven zechazer. It's no serum. Even though the whole world goes one after another, but in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called babafachas. Hashem judges everybody at the same time. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. We also learned like this. The pasuk says, until him, ha-yaitzer yachad libun. Hashem formed like every the hearts together. Ha-meivin ha-kol ma-seim. He understands all the ma-seim. So my comma, what does the pasuk mean? Elaine, if you want to tell me, your comma. Dirbanuho l'kuliyama. Hashem created the whole world. O meyached lon, o meyached levayayu kadodi. And Hashem made all the hearts attached together. As if to say, everybody knows what's doing by the other person. So the Gemara book, ha-chazin ha-delavach, we say, not like that. Everybody has their own heart. You don't know what's doing to somebody else. You do what you want, not what he wants. Everybody has their own heart. The heart, what does it mean? Yachad liban. The hearts are not one big heart. El alav hochikom. This is what the person needs to say. Ha yoitzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created us, roya yachad liban. He looks at everybody together. O meivin hakom haseim. He could judge everybody the exact same second. The same second Hashem looks at the whole world, and he judges everybody. Even though it's called Eivim Lefoyna Zachazer, each one goes separately in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one after another. But I call upon him, whatever that means, Hashem's midah, it's a midah of din that Hashem judges you, kulam b'skirachas. We all remember at the same time. It's just to say, like the godless of Hashem, Hashem can see the whole world in one shot. Hashem is so great, that's how the Melech is. Even though his mishpat is one after another, I don't think to say, so he has to mishpat like one after another. Got a king here, you can't give judgment to two people at the same time. You have to be mine, it's each judgment by itself. So you have to look at each one probably, then you hear another taina. I don't think that's shot by Hashem, that Hashem has to hear each one separately, he can't do everybody at once. No, Hashem really does everybody at the same second. It's like showing the godless of Hashem. Hashem could judge everybody at the same second. Even though really he does it zachas there, but that's considered like he could do it all b'vatachas. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Al shisho chadoshim hashluchim yoytzim. on 6 months when the Bezna is Mekadosh to Levona, the Kusav on in Rishlayim by the Bezna Godom, that's in the Lake Rosh Chodesh. So then they send out Shluka messengers to the rest of the people in the Rishlayim and outside Eretz Yisrael to know when Rosh Chodesh was. Because it's Nogeya, what will be that month? Al Nisim of Mea Pesach. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisim, right away the Bezna sends out messengers to start telling everybody when Rosh Chodesh Nisim was. So that the people should know exactly when Tesvav Benisim is to make Pesach. Or when Yudalit is to make the Korban Pesach. Alav, the same thing on Rosh Chodesh Av, they send out messengers with Mea Tainis. Everybody should know when Tisha B'Av is going to be. Al Elul, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Elul, with Mei Rosh Hashanah. To let people know when Rosh Hashanah will be. Because Al Pi Roiv, Elul is a Chosr. Al Pi Roiv, they don't make an extra day at Elul. The 30th day you should know is Rosh Hashanah. So Mei Al Pi Roiv, if you know when Elul is, you know when Rosh Hashanah is. Trash Al Elul with Mei Rosh Hashanah. Madiyin Mosai Hiskel Elul, they tell you when Elul started. V'yaisim Rosh Hashanah B'yayim Shleishim Elul. And now the people know that the 30th day from Elul, that's going to be Rosh Hashanah. The Rav Shonim ain't Elul Mubar. Most of the years they don't make an extra day at Elul. The Alpha Pisha Sofa could be, even though it's a doubtful, because Shema Yavru Bezin, it's possible maybe they did it. Or the Yeshalem Ladas, they can't know better than this. So Akor Hokam Acher Rav Shonim. Therefore, it's better that Akor Ponim, not to know anything, it's better to at least know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. Because Al Pi Rav, they have a right to them on that 30 days later is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So they keep Yom Lamed Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishri Mifnei Takona Samoides. On Tishri you have to send out to know when the Moedas will be. Rashi says, Liyacha Shekechu Bezdin L'Tishri. Once Bezdin was Mekadosh Rosh Hashanah, Hashluchim Yoytzin L'Yei Mochras. Day after Rosh Hashanah, the Shluchim go out. Volchem Ad Mokim Shecherem L'Gir. They go to tell people, Ad Achag, until Sukkis. Or Madiyam L'Yivru Bezdin Es Elul. To let them know if Elul was an extra day. There the people should know exactly really when's going to be Yud Tishrei and when's going to be Tesvav Tishrei when Yom Kippur is the one Sukkot is. So they sent out the Shluchim as far as they could go to notify the people as much as possible. And our Kislev of Hanukkah. On Rosh Chodesh Kislev they send out Shluchim. The people should know when Chof Hei is when Hanukkah starts. The Alad of Nei Purim. When Yud Dalid, when Tesvav is, when Purim is. Ukeshoye Beis Mikdash Kayim, when the Beis Mikdash was Kayim, Yoytzim Afalir, on Rosh Chodesh Iru, so they send out, Bevnei Pesach Kotin, the people should know when Pesach Sheni is, they have to know when to start bringing the Kabbonis. They want to know when Pesach Sheni is, they sent out Shluchim on Rosh Chodesh Iru, people should know exactly when it starts. Yeah. The Lord says like this, V'litku Nami Yatamuz V'Tavis, how come Bezdin doesn't send out Shluchim on Rosh Chodesh Tamuz and Rosh Chodesh Tavis? Because there's a fast day during these months. We should know when Yud Zayin B'Tamuz is and when Asar B'Tevis is. The Omar Rav